Hi, this is John. How are you? Hi, would you be able to give me an update right now? Are you still in Tahrir?
My name is John Scott Railton. I am a third-year doctoral student in the Department of Urban Planning, which is where we're sitting. We're in my little student office. My relationship to Egypt is that I began going to Egypt first as a kind of a tourist, but really to see friends. I had been following the events in Egypt through Twitter. Then something happened. The internet went down. The Egyptian government cut Twitter. I decided, through a kind of last-minute thing, just as I was about to leave this office, I have contacts in Egypt. I can call these people, and I can return Twitter to an information function. I reached out to people who I knew and friends of friends and got phone numbers. I began calling those phone numbers and getting people to talk to me and then tweeting what they said. Within the first 7 hours of doing this, I was told that the mobile phones were going to be shut down. And so I switched to calling landlines. What I do is I call someone, part of a growing network of people who are known to me or who are known to people I trust. This way I can have some confidence that I'm not talking to, we could say, virtual people. And when I can, I record what they have to tell me. And then I post that recording online.
Hello, Ali. Can I just record you telling me exactly what you're doing really fast? I'm just a person on the street. Can we do that right now?
Yeah.
Okay, in 3, 2, 1, you are go.
Okay, we just, after 5 p.m. this afternoon, I went back to a friend of mine's house downtown, a 10-minute walk from Tahrir Square, and half an hour ago we decided that
I don't think I'm doing that good a job of what I'm doing. My recording consists of putting a BlackBerry on top of my laptop on speakerphone. I can't move very fast, and I wish I could make 100 calls an hour. And I think it's a testament to the desire of these different people to reach out and talk to each other that this is any kind of a success. My stuff is hosted in 3 different places. On YouTube, on Twitter, which is Gen25, it's a channel of audio that I'm posting, and right now I have 3.5 million unique plays for that audio. And so we can see each one of the things has the plays. So we've got 1.6 million where we have another dictator, 1.6 million an Egyptian executive. Some don't get a lot of attention, 279 plays, 705 plays. Part of this story is that I was a consumer of information, and within a day I was able to switch from a consumer into a producer. And I did that because you had two populations, one in Egypt and one in the United States and the rest of the world, and they wanted to talk to each other. And what the Egyptian government did was try to cut, quite literally, that high bandwidth connection between those two peoples during this critical time. Every year in Egypt, if you go back decades, somebody had called for a general strike. And every year in Egypt, there were small protests, but the police always responded with a massive presence. The difference this year is that the police responded with a massive presence, but so did everyone else. And they did it because they were telling each other, strangers and friends through Twitter, come now, we've got numbers. Every movement finds its tactics. And I think what we've seen is that this movement has found its own. And when you have that consilience of a group of people who want change and a set of tools that are powerful and potent ways for them to communicate to each other and to communicate to the outside world, especially as what the outside world thinks from a moment-to-moment basis is growing ever more important, then you have a real potential for change. Part of me thinks that this will not be the last story coming out of the Middle East in the next year or two that has a texture like this. Egypt's politics broke my heart. Every year, I love the country and I love the people, but I didn't think that I would be doing this. And it's a testament to what this story is that I was able to actually reach in and help, and it would not have been possible without social media.
Take good care, my friend. Okay. Dimin Allah, okay?
Yeah,
alhamdulillah. Take care.